Hi, Team Bookinger here, logging in as a step for Developer's Journey. I just came back from Austria, came back yesterday evening. I was in Linz at the TopConf conference, and it was a blast. I went there to hold the first occurrence of my talk about Developer's Journey, the one I will give here in Erlangen, middle of March, and again in April, and hopefully at some other point. The talk got rejected for the DWX in Nuremberg in June, but that's okay. I've still a few calls for papers running, and I got some insight why it might have been rejected, so I'm gonna work on that, man. I'm sure it's gonna go further. So the talk in Linz was awesome. It went really well. Great audience. A lot of discussions afterwards. Great contacts. Gorgeous discussions. I really, really had a great time. And the conference itself was also really, really great. There's, I think, only one talk which left me a bit puzzled and demanding for more, but the other talks were absolutely gorgeous. So, well, it was a real, really good conference. Well, I could improve the food a little bit, but otherwise it was really good. Oh, and the Wi-Fi. I think there was something like a DDoS attack on the telecom provider in Austria, which might have not helped us get internet access. But anyhow, so I wanted to talk a bit about the interviews, because following the talk, I managed to record two interviews. One was with Louise Elliott, which held two talks in the management new ways to manage a track, which was the track I spoke in. Two really interesting talks, and she was nice enough to spare 20 minutes to speak with me about working with the team and her position as a coach or as a manager in the team. It was really interesting. I hope to publish that on the podcast someday. And an interview, a long interview, something like 50 minutes or almost an hour, was Lars Gregory, another speaker who spoke about IoT, so Internet of Things. And it was over breakfast. It was a premiere, trying. So we ate a breakfast at 7 a.m. quite fast, and then recorded the interview in the lobby of the hotel, and it was really fun. If you ever hear that one with clicking sounds of the dishes being set up and people talking in the background, so it was really a coffee shop flair. So it was great, a great discussion. But let's backtrack a little bit. You know, I've been doing some interviews, right? I spoke about this a few times already. I interviewed something like 10 colleagues, ex-colleagues, acquaintance, and people I know very deeply from speaking with them three times over Twitter. And at first, I was really intending to put those interviews on the podcast and take them as is. But I guess the role of a host asking questions is really hard, and I was not really pleased with the way I did. So the first interviews went more. It was also with very good friends, ex-colleagues, and now friends. So it was a bit friendly atmosphere and with a lot of F words, and it was fun, but I'm not sure I will publish those anytime soon. And then I discovered or realized something. I tried to do a couple interviews in English with German colleagues and didn't go that well. I mean, the discussions were great and I was able to solidify some ideas that I had, but I had the feeling that they were not really really at ease and able to express things they wanted. So the next discussions I did with German colleagues, I did them in German, and they went really well. And I had the feeling people were a bit more, it was a bit more convenient for them. And well, I did that, and that makes it quite more difficult to publish on the podcast. And the last ones were with an American, Brit, and another German colleague, which speaks English very well. And this went very well again. So I'm now playing with the idea of putting those interviews on this very podcast that you're listening right now. But I don't know. I don't know what to do with the first ones. I need to maybe cut them out in pieces a little bit. So I have to some editing work to do. But that might be an idea to start using those interviews more as a podcast and more as seeding the work I'm doing with the book or preparing the book more than afterward. This is something I've been asking myself a lot: is how do I want to prepare the marketing for the book, and at the same time write the book and grow an audience and start a discussion with people. So that's something I might do: is concentrate a little bit more on the interviews right now and start publishing things. Or publishing them on the podcast right away, and start discussion this way, and in parallel continue writing the book, and continue introducing ideas and making it the book I intended to write. On the book side, there's one thought I still haven't sorted out, which is the pricing and the positioning of the book. I'm a bit stretched out between my intention to make the book available for everybody, since I'm really intending to I would like to give it out to almost everyone. Particular newcomers in our industry, but at the same time, I have the feeling that if it doesn't appear on Amazon and doesn't have a price tag, it's not going to be taken seriously. So I don't know what to do, if it should be a book, an ebook with a price tag and with some kind of free download possibility. I don't know exactly. I've been wondering also the idea of writing this as a book and then publishing it as a article series on Medium or something like that. That could also be an idea to try to start a discussion on Medium. But that, I guess that's some kind of long thought process. I'm concentrating on creating stuff, and we'll see how this gets published in the future. As long as I get a growing audience and I can get a discussion started, well, that should be it. And the discussion started very, very well at the TopConf. I had a couple really deep discussions over a beer or two or ten in the evening, and those were great, really, really great. That was a lot of fun. One last thought: the presentation I gave was the first one I did with Reveal.js. So I wasn't not using PowerPoint or any standard tool for that. I was using a very small JavaScript framework, which you create basically a very small HTML application. And then this gets projected full screen, and you can go right, left, up, down, The slides are basically from left to right, and you have also from top to down, and you can navigate in there, zoom in, zoom out, zoom out. I hadn't tried Reveal.js seriously before, so I toyed with it, but found it always a bit difficult to use. But now I really found the sweet spot, I think. It was since I didn't put too much words on the screen, it was really easy to use Reveal.js. It was since you're editing your presentation in the code, in the HTML code, you cannot really care for positioning right, left, a little bit more up, a little bit more down, make this line and this line, and so you start by really putting everything out and putting the content on the slides, and this really helped me structure the talk and concentrate on the important stuff and not on the on the layout and on the form. Finally, one also very good point is the notes, the speaker notes for that, for Reveal.js. I pretty much wrote the talk from the beginning to the end in the speaker notes, and then slowly stripped it out in bullet points so that I have very few bullet points and can follow my thoughts process and just go with it, but without reading or without really looking at them. I just knew them by heart at the end, which was really nice. I hadn't done that for a long time. I usually put a little bit more on the slides, not too much, but enough to be able to read the slides and go with it. And this time I went really minimal on the slides with a bit of speaker notes, and I think it went pretty well. Well, that's pretty much it for the very recent news. So now that this presentation is over, I'm going to start writing again. I'll probably publish a newsletter update over the weekend. If I find some time for that, I'm flying to France tomorrow to Paris, and I'll push an update. I would like to keep this this monthly update on the newsletter, so we'll see. And that's pretty much it for now. So I guess I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye bye.